look at the weather for surrounding cities in the tri-state region as of 7 o'clock this morning. Generally, most locations have west-southwesterly winds at 15 to 20, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. In western Pennsylvania, most stations were cloudy, the exceptions being West Mifflin and Latrobe. West Mifflin was clear at 41 degrees, and Latrobe was partly cloudy at 43 degrees. Johnstown had 36, Altoona was at 42, as well as State College. Erie had 41 degrees, and their winds were from the west at 22, with gusts to nearly 40 miles an hour. Franklin had 40 degrees, as well as DeBois, and Bradford with a snow shower at 34 degrees, and a wind chill index of 13, to round out a not-so-May-like morning in western Pennsylvania. In central and eastern Pennsylvania, most stations were partly to mostly cloudy. Harrisburg at 48, Williamsport was at 47, Scranton had 45, and Philadelphia had a mild at 52 degrees. In Ohio, Cleveland was partly cloudy in 42, Youngstown mostly cloudy in 40, and Columbus was clear at 42 degrees. In West Virginia, both Morgantown and Wheeling were partly cloudy and at 40 degrees. The Pittsburgh Weather Service radar, located near Greater Pittsburgh Airport, did not indicate any precipitation within 140 miles of the radar.
The nearshore marine forecast for waters within 5 miles of the south shore of Lake Erie from Maumee Bay to Ripley, New York, including the islands. A gale warning continues for today. West winds at 30 to 40 knots, decreasing to 15 to 25 knots in the afternoon. Valley will be cloudy skies and waves 7 to 10 feet this morning, subsiding to 3 to 5 feet this afternoon. Tonight, west winds at 10 to 20 knots, becoming south at 15 to 25 knots after midnight, increasing cloudiness with waves 2 to 4 feet, building to 3 to 5 feet after midnight. Saturday, southeast winds at 25 to 35 knots and showers likely. Waves will be 3 to 5 feet. Water temperature off Cleveland is 50 degrees.
A weather radio may say thoughtful and useful gift for any occasion, and this includes Mother's Day. No weather radio is available 24 hours a day in nearly 400 areas in the United States. A weather radio can be taken just about anywhere if you've been traveling on a vacation or business trip. It can be used at home for planning daily dress wear, outdoor activities, or monitoring stormy weather. The receivers that have this weather information directly from the National Weather Service come in many forms. One is a specially made radio made solely to get this weather. Second is a multi-band radio that has a weather band on it. Third is a high-frequency public service scanner. Contact your local radio or TV electronic shops for purchasing a weather radio.
Weak northwest flow across Lake Erie today will continue to provide cloudy skies and widely scattered rain showers across western Pennsylvania, but a ridge of high pressure moving in by tonight will bring cooling skies with continued cool temperatures through tomorrow. The official forecast for the Pittsburgh metropolitan area and the northern panhandle of West Virginia issued by the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool with a 30% chance of showers. High temperature in the upper 50s with west winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing and cool with a low temperature in the upper 30s and light winds. For Saturday, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of showers late in the day, a high temperature in the mid-60s. The extended forecast for all of western Pennsylvania and the northern panhandle of West Virginia issued by the National Weather Service for Sunday through Tuesday, a chance of showers Sunday, partly cloudy for Monday, and a chance of showers Tuesday. Low temperatures each day 45 to 55, with high temperatures Sunday and Monday 65 to 75, and in the 70s on Tuesday.
At 8 o'clock this morning with partly cloudy skies, the temperature 42, humidity 76%, wind from the west at 21 with gusts to 28 miles an hour, barometer 29.86 rising. Once again, the 8 o'clock temperature 42.
Good morning. Here's the Pittsburgh climatic data for yesterday, Thursday, May 10th, 1990. We had a high temperature yesterday of 65 degrees and a low of 43. This gives us a mean temperature of 54, which averages 4 degrees below normal. We had 11 heating degree days yesterday for a monthly total of 86, and received 18 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. For today, Friday, May 11th, the record high temperature is 90 degrees, set in 1896. The record low is 30, set in 1966. These extremes compare with the normal high of 69 and the low of 47. The sun will set this evening at 8:25 p.m. and rise again Saturday morning at 6:07 a.m. For today, from midnight to 8 o'clock this morning, we had a low temperature of 40 degrees and received 1 one-hundredth of an inch of rainfall, and this gives us a monthly total for rainfall of 1 inch at Greater Pittsburgh.